Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limud of the Chofetz Chaim, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yonah David, Ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadok, V'Kadosh Livracha. We are holding in the Psicha of the Sefer Avas Chesed, and we are probably 1 or 2 days away from finishing the Psicha and actually beginning the Sefer proper. He has been discussing the mitzvah of Halva'a in the Psicha, the halacha of giving people a loan, but by that mitzvah, he also incorporated other mitzvahs as well, and the general concept of chesed, and how much you give somebody when you do a chesed, and unfortunately, how many averis, how many lavin one transgresses if he does not perform the requisite chesed. He says today in Ois Gimel, the gam im haloive hu ish shemate yadai. Let's say the person who's asking for a loan is truly in dire straits, and he extends his hand and he asks you for a loan. And by giving him this loan right now, we spoke about this a few days ago. Sometimes a short-term loan, even if you're not the one giving it, but you're helping somebody arrange it or setting them up with the gemach, can bridge this person and avoid them from going into bankruptcy, avoid them from losing their business. A loan can be in some aspects and in some circumstances an even greater mitzvah than tzedakah. And says the Chofetz Chaim, if you don't do this, you don't give this person the halva, you don't set them up with the gemach that you think will help them. It is chiyus, it is lifeblood, it is the tremendous ability to persevere and to continue that you are giving this person when you give them a loan, when you give them a chesed. To give strength to your brother, to your sister, to anybody in Klein Israel, to give them a job, to find them a partnership, or really any chesed, to find a way to strengthen this person, to take somebody who's weak, who's feeble, who's failing, who feels they can't face another day, who feels they can't face another week, and be the strength, be their reserve, give them a chance to operate with resilience. And of course, if you don't do this, just a very short story that will continue about being mechazik people. There was once, unfortunately, a lady whose husband passed away, and she was an almana. And of course, at the end of the shiva, when she was getting up, it was, of course, a very emotional, a very difficult, a very trying time. And she was feeling quite overwhelmed, and she really was unsure how her life was going to continue in the new paradigm that she was now in. And her Rav was there as she got up at the end of the Shiva. And she told her Rav, you know, I'm not sure I'm strong enough for this new life. I don't know if I can live my new life this way anymore. And the Rav answered her very gently with only a few kind words, but words that were significant and greatly impacted her. The Rav told her, you don't need strength for the rest of your life. You only need strength for today, and that Hashem will provide it for you. And when tomorrow comes, Hashem will provide you for strength tomorrow. And every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there with you. So don't worry about the next 20, 30, 40, or 50 years. Hashem will be there with you one day at a time, and I will be there to support you as well. Many years later, she shared these thoughts to somebody and said she really was able to continue and to function with these words of the Rav, conveying the strength that every single day, one day at a time, Hashem will always be there with her, and there's people around her as well who will be mechazek her. What did this Rav really do? He didn't do anything major. He didn't give any big hava'a, any big chesed, any big tzedakah. All he did was he gave a few words of chizuk to somebody who was in a weak and vulnerable situation. And those words carried tremendous weight and were perhaps even more effective than all the other chasadim that were done to her. We have to keep our eyes open to people who need chizuk. We have to keep our ears, our minds, our hands, our feet, our bodies open and available for those who need the chizuk. If we are in a position where we're able to be a giver, then we have to be ones to give. And we can give more, we have to give more. We have to make sure that those in Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, we are responsible for every single person in Klal Yisrael. Make sure you go out, you make the effort, you're mechazik those who need you, you don't realize the impact that you're able to make on these people. This close of the thing should be for our friends, our families, our kilos, and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.